Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has described the opening of a suicide prevention office as a bittersweet milestone. The office was one of the key recommendations of the Mental Health and Addiction Inquiry and a crucial part of the government's $40 million investment in suicide prevention in this year's wellbeing budget. Last year, 685 New Zealanders are believed to have taken their own lives, with young people, Māori and Pacifica communities the most affected. The government hopes the office will be a galvanising force in tackling New Zealand's woeful suicide rates. Political reporter Yvette McCullough has more.
A strong message from former All Black and Head First Ambassador Nehe Milne-Scudder at this morning's opening.
It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to fail, it's okay to not be okay, and it's also okay to talk about it.
Milne-Scudder says having a dedicated office like this will help break down barriers to people seeking help.
We all have challenges we face, so whether it's you, a mate or a family member feeling down, anxious or finding things tough, you're not alone. There's help out there, there are people you can talk to and ways to make things better.
Jacinda Ardern told The Room that everyone will know someone affected by suicide and described the opening as a bittersweet moment.
It's bitter because New Zealand's heartbreakingly high rate of suicide is shameful, and we all want New Zealand's future to be different. This new office represents hope, hope that we can turn things around.
Health Minister David Clark says suicide has touched every New Zealander in some way, and as a funeral celebrant, he has seen firsthand the intense suffering of families burying loved ones.
Our nation's woeful suicide rate is certainly nothing to celebrate, but we can all celebrate positive action. And while it may take time before our suicide rates reduce, because it is a complex challenge, I'm confident that the Suicide Prevention Office will galvanise action.
The Suicide Prevention Office will initially operate within the Ministry's Mental Health and Addiction Directorate, with the aim of eventually being a standalone agency. Its director, Carla Nanakorn, says today isn't about opening a bricks and mortar structure, but marking a shared commitment.
I do believe that we can turn things around and that we can bring our suicide rate down, but I also believe that this will only be achieved if the nature of the problem that we face is well understood and if collective responsibility is accepted for addressing the many drivers of suicide.
Today, the government also announced a $12 million Māori and Pacific Suicide Prevention Community Fund. Over the next 4 years, it will support providers designing and delivering culturally responsive suicide prevention initiatives. National is welcoming the announcement, but says there also needs to be a focus on the rural community, where suicides have increased by 17%. Its mental health spokesperson, Matt Ducey, says the government also needs to introduce a reduction target.
We need to be able to measure ourselves, and ultimately when you measure something, then you can allocate resources. So at the moment, we believe we should be working towards the Mental Health Inquiry's recommendation of a suicide reduction target.
But Ms Ardern disagrees, saying an arbitrary target isn't helpful, and that the aspiration must be no suicides, because one suicide is one too many. From Parliament for Checkpoint, Yvette McCullough.